How are the legs?
Okay, not too bad actually. So, I mean, it's do or die time now, so I can't worry about your legs. Win. If you win, you win the championship. So.
In the Boston game, it looked like you guys slowed down a little bit after about 20 minutes and found a way to hang in there. Would you agree with that?
In the first half?
Yeah,
I would say the first 10 minutes were pretty good, and there was about a 20-minute spell where they had quite a few corner kicks and stuff, and we just needed to regroup and stuff. I don't think anybody was panicked, but we just, like I said, needed to regroup and find our way, and then I think after that it was our game. So.
How much of what Sky Blue did last year has been something that has kind of given you belief?
Well, we haven't thought really too much about Sky Blue that much, but I mean, it is nice to get some games, you know. It's tough when you don't play for a couple weeks, you know, so we have some momentum. We're definitely played in, and like I said, now it's just like, who cares if you're tired? It's just about getting the win tomorrow. So
2 weeks ago, you finished your regular season with a 4-1 loss and a 4-game losing streak. Did you think that your playoff would have gone this way and you're in the championship game?
Absolutely. I think the last four games, we were trying some different things. We had a lot of people out of town. We never were playing with our full squad. I think even our last regular season game here against FC Gold Pride, we didn't have one international on the field to start the game. So actually, that wasn't anybody's thought process. Okay, yeah, we lost four games, but we were already in the playoffs. We'd already taken care of business, and that's what mattered. And I think at this point in time, it's a whole new season. Who cares what? As long as you get in the playoffs, who cares what happens the regular season? So if you're in first, great. But, you know, like, they haven't played a game for a couple of weeks. We've played two games in less than 7 days. So no one really cared about the end of the regular season. It was just time to regroup and start the second season.
More specifically, you haven't had a lot of success against Gold Pride.
Yeah.
What do you have to do differently tomorrow?
Again, though, I think every time we played FC Gold Pride, we haven't had our whole squad here. Maybe the first game we had almost everybody that we played them at home, but that was 4 months ago. And then the last three games, not everyone. I wasn't here for the first time we played here. The Swedish players weren't here for last. So, I mean, it's just about playing our game, you know, and coming out here and being aggressive and trying to get the win. So
that's a Gold Pride is a formidable opponent.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, yep. What when you look at them, what describe the challenge?
I mean, I think any team that has like a Marta on their team, she's a great player, you know, and she's a unique player. So she's somebody you always have to look out for, you know. But they've won a lot of games, you know, so they have confidence that way. And I think they have some great athletes and great players. But I think if we play our game, keep the ball and stuff, I think we can be successful.
Do you have any complaints about the playoff format now that you're here in the championship?
No, I mean, it is the way it is, you know. Yeah, it's annoying to travel all the way across the country, you know, when six of the seven teams are on the East Coast, you know. But I mean, they finish first, so they get home field advantage, and that's the way it is. So
yeah, if you don't like it, win.
Exactly. Yeah, just do it.
Which is the overriding 0-3 record against Gold Pride, or your 2-0 surge through the playoffs? Do you have more confidence now, or do you have that in the back of your mind, like, we haven't beat this club yet?
Oh, I think that's actually to our advantage, you know. We're the underdog, so we don't have anything to lose, you know. They're the one that's beaten us every time. We hadn't beaten Boston, you know. I mean, I think we outplayed them quite a bit each game, but we hadn't gotten the results. And so who really cares? I mean, who cares what's happened before? Tomorrow's a whole new day, so just got to go and take advantage of our situation.
When you gathered as a team in March, you were a first-year expansion team.
Yeah.
I know expectations were high, but is this maybe even exceeding what you thought could happen?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as saying expectations were high. I think we were picked to finish like either last or second to last in the league. So, but yeah, I mean, I think this is incredible. I even said a couple weeks ago, this is our very first game. No one even knew each other's names. We hadn't played very many preseason games together. So this is incredible. I mean, I think we'll be one of the third expansion teams if we win it tomorrow to ever win a championship. So.